which yoga clothing and accessories to choose when you start practicing yoga. So you may be wondering whether you need basic equipment. Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. Basic equipment certainly includes the yoga mat. Then a yoga band is also very useful. A yoga block is also used a lot. Here you will find a number of useful tips for starting your yoga adventure. Yoga is usually practiced barefoot on a yoga mat. However, you can also buy sports socks with rubber studs so that you don't slip. Many yoga studios offer mats for rent, but many people prefer to buy their own mat. There are different types of yoga mats, and the material, density and stickiness affect how well they stick to the floor. How to choose a yoga mat? When choosing your yoga mat, there are a few factors to consider. The first is the thickness. You also need to decide on the material and texture. Some mats have a smoother texture than others, and some are better for intense exercise. You should also pay attention to the size and weight of the mat. Lightweight mats are easier to transport and don't take up as much space. The thickness of your yoga mat depends on the type of exercises you will be doing. If you want to do standing and balance exercises, you should choose a mat that is about 5 mm thick or thinner. However, if you practice many different styles of yoga, you might benefit from a thicker yoga mat. Yoga mats are made from many different materials. Some are made from natural materials, others from synthetic materials. Some materials are more suitable for you than others. So when choosing a mat, look at the durability of the material in question. Choose a natural material if you have sensitive skin or are allergic to latex. A yoga mat made of cotton or hemp is an alternative and can be easily washed. Why yoga bands are a great accessory? Yoga bands are the perfect accessory for yoga classes. Not only do they help you maintain proper posture, but they also help you stretch your body in different ways. For example, you can stretch while doing deep abdominal stretches. Another option is to use it as a makeshift sling. Yoga straps can also help you with arm balances that require arm and core strength. Novice yogis often don't realize that keeping their arms at shoulder height helps them. When you put a strap around your arms stay relaxed and you can stretch your arms further. Belts come in many different styles, fabrics, and lengths. Some have buckle closures for easy fastening, while others have sliding loops. Whichever style you choose, make sure it is comfortable to wear. You don't want to struggle with a strap that is too short or too long. Yoga straps can be used for many different poses. The strap can be tied around the sacrum to support your upper body while bringing your legs closer to your body. A strap can also be tied under your feet to support your outer thighs. You can also tie the strap around your feet to hold them in place during yoga poses. If you want to use the strap in a different way, try attaching it to the other side of your leg. Many yoga straps are equipped with sliding loops. This allows you to adjust the straps to your body length and posture. This allows you to maintain your posture and stretch more comfortably during certain yoga poses. Why yoga bolsters are so important? A yoga bolster is a cushion that can be placed on the floor behind the body during poses. They can also be used to support the head during forward bends. Using a bolster is not only comfortable, but can also help you relax during the pose. It is also helpful when practicing forward bends that stretch the lower back, hamstrings, and spine. The most common reason for using a yoga window is to support the body during relaxation exercises. Some poses require you to lie on your back, which can be difficult if you don't have enough support. With a bolster, you can get the right position for your body so that you can reap the full benefits of your practice. Yoga bolsters are most commonly used in Iyengar yoga and restorative yoga, but you can also use them in other types of yoga. Another reason why yoga bolsters are so important is to prevent spinal injuries. While seated poses can put your spine in an awkward position, using a bolster can prevent this. The bolster helps you tilt your pelvis forward, allowing your spine to lengthen naturally. It also helps you to exercise your core muscles, which is important for building strength and flexibility. There are many different types of bolsters, each designed for specific purposes and bodies. When choosing a bolster, make sure it fits well. It should be long enough to keep you in the right position and not cause pain. The bolster should be comfortable and not too thick or too thin. It should also be durable. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover the yoga clothing and accessories for the start. With how-to yoga videos, just click the link below the video.